Happy Monday, everyone. Glad to have you back with us on Zone Blitz. I'm Ashlyn Sullivan along with John Osier. Jaguars coming off a huge win over the Baltimore Ravens in London. And John, we got to talk about Shad Khan. Mm-hmm. Standing with the team, united, locking arms. What did you think of his decision?
Well, and the first thing you hope is that the enormity of the victory yesterday for Jaguars fans doesn't get lost in the pregame. But in terms of Shad Khan, I thought the way he handled it, the way the team handled it, was as pitch perfect as you can be given the environment. Doug Marrone said after the game, I'm paraphrasing, but there's no book on how to handle this. There's no good way to handle it, probably. The reality was there were going to be players who wanted to address this issue yesterday. And the team as a group talked about it and tried as best as possible to present the most united stance, the most united message. I think Doug's right. I don't think there is a perfect way to come across as an organization when you're making a statement like that. But in context, having Shad there, having the team be as unified as possible, I think they did a good job of handling a tough situation as well as could be handled.
Something else we have to talk about is the Jaguars defense, how well they played. Two interceptions, two sacks. Jalen Ramsey says he has the best secondary in the league.
Well, and he also said it's the best defense in football, and I would say let's tone it down a bit until it does it over and over again. But this defense is showing that when it has a matchup where the defensive line is a better unit on that day than the offensive line is facing, it's shown that it can be a team that can take advantage of that situation and that it can win big in that situation. A lot of times you have an edge there and you can't turn it into a dominant performance, so you have no breathing room. This defensive line so far has shown it's good enough, and a defense as a whole is good enough, that it can get breathing room in a situation and it can get some one-sided victories, and it takes away that measure of doubt at the end of the game where something fluky can happen and beat you. So far it's shown it can dominate. And this hasn't been a team or a defense or any part of this team that's dominated in a long time.
Someone else who had a spectacular game is quarterback Blake Bortles, threw for four touchdowns, 244 yards. You said it's his best game since he's been a part of this organization.
Well, on the flight home, I went and talked to our analyst here, Jeff Lagerman, and, he said, hey, Blake's best game. And Jeff breaks it down, the film, the details of it. But even pulling back from that, just a subjective gut feel point of view, it was his best game. He has never had a game where he threw for a bunch of production and made the right decisions and gotten the win and felt calm. He looked like the guy that everybody thought he was in 2015 when he put up so many numbers. It's too early to say this is a trend, but to see him do it once and to see him do it within the context of what they're asking him to do after three games, it's a good sign because he's still getting used to what's going on and what they're asking him to do. So far to Doug Marrone, he's 3-2.
I think calm is the biggest thing I noticed, that comfort in the pocket, which really made a difference yesterday.
And that was real. And for him, that's the biggest thing. He looked composed, he looked in control, and he didn't look like he was about to get away from him. Too often in his career, it's gotten away from him. We'll see if this is a trend.
We'll be back with you with a preview of a trip to New York to face the Jets. Until then, thanks for watching.